Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Charlena, your host for Budget Weddings NYC. Today is the 18th of September, and we have, or we may not have, a very special guest. I'm not really sure at this point. I have not had any communication with her since Tuesday. In any case, I will give you a little bit of information about her, and maybe she can give us a call in, not sure. I will tell you I've had a really busy week, so if we missed each other, that is the reasoning behind that. I've been working with a client on a rush job, so And I will apologize to you for expecting her to be here as it was. So anyway, before I introduce her, I'm going to give her some time to arrive and to call in. I just wanted to let you know who's coming up in the next couple of days, or in the next couple of weeks, I should say, over the course of the next 4 weeks on the show. And just in case you don't know what this is, what show this is, it is Budget Weddings NYC for you. And we are having 3 revisiting guests over the course of the next month, starting October 2nd. Sacred Walker, who was here 2 weeks ago, and she's an LGBTQ wedding officiant, among other things. She'll come back, and we'll talk about even more things that we didn't get a chance to talk about. And then on the 16th of October, I'm still working out the details, but I do believe that I'm going to have 2 people on at the same time. Now, that has never happened, and I think that's going to be a very exciting show because those other people are quite dynamic. They have a lot to talk about in terms of their businesses and what they can do for you, the wedding couple, and I know that you will enjoy that show. The 2 people that are coming back are Christina Latour, and as you may remember, she's a memorist, and she was here about a month ago, maybe a month and a half ago, and she's also a singer, she's an actor, and we sing together actually at Unity of New York. And then the other person who is coming with Christina Latour is Dwayne Knight, and he is a DJ from way back. Although when you look at him, you would never know, he's way, way back. But in any case, he and I are, although I'm taking a year off, he and I have volunteered with Workshop and Business Opportunities over the course of the last, well, for me, it's been 3 years, I think, maybe four years. And for him, I think for 3, and he's a graduate also of Workshop and Business Opportunities. So as you may recall, he's a DJ. He also does memorist photo books as well, and probably that is what we will be talking about on that show because she does video. Christina Latour does video, and Dwayne Knight. And so I know that they wanted to work together, and perhaps by the time we get a chance to interview and they become my guest for a second time, all at the same time, hopefully they will have had a chance to work together. Also, let me see what else. My book is still available. My original book that just came out in February is still available on Kindle via Amazon to be downloaded. And the book is, as you know, for my birthday, I celebrated by giving you all a free download. So I'm hoping that most of you got a copy that way. And if not, if you purchased it, I thank you very much, of course. And that book is available on Amazon. I have 2 other books available through the Nook on Barnes and Noble. And that is, actually, I take that back. It's only 1 book. Wedding Cake is on. I take that back too. You know what? That's not true. Neither one of those books is available yet. I've been so busy that I have not had a chance to correct any of either the mistakes or add updates to either one of the books. And the other book is the New York City Honeymoon, Budget Honeymoon, Creating a $900 Honeymoon for 2. So those will be out by mid-October, I'm thinking. I hope. That is my hope. So, no, I don't believe my guest is going to show, which is too bad because I just looked at her Facebook page for her business, and she has had a product that I'd like to hear more about because she has, not because I have this as well, but I have a number of friends who have had chemotherapy, and she has a product for hair that alleviates the baldness or the chemo's destroying of hair follicles and has them come back. So I had hoped she would be here today. I'm not quite sure if she just didn't get my message or not. She was on Facebook about an hour ago, but I was trundling home then, and I don't get Facebook on my phone. I know, I am in the dark ages. I will rectify that soon. Now, let's see, what else can I tell you about? I wanted to let you know that tonight's meditation is taken from Doreen Virtue's book, Angel Healing, and I hope you'll join me at midnight. That's Midnight Meditation with Charlena on that channel, not this channel, but on the Midnight Meditation with Charlena channel. And during that meditation, I am going to be talking about color therapy, what you can do with color therapy. And it's all from Doreen Virtue's book, Angel Healing. A good friend of mine turned me on to her because I have read things by her before, but he is an aficionado of Doreen Virtue. And I thought I'd check her out again, and I'm very glad I did. Now, I am guessing that at this point I don't have anything else to say to you, but I could read from my book. That's something that I could do. And in fact, I think I will do that. I'm going to read from the 99 cents book. Let me just, I will take a look at that in just one second. So I forgot to tell you about that book, which is on Amazon. And you know, I read from this book, maybe 6 months ago, 8 months ago? No, 6 months ago, because it came out about 5 weeks after the original book. So this book is The Secrets, 11 Secrets from New York City Budget Wedding. And so this is and read some stuff for you. And, oh, wow. Huh. Oh, okay. I said it's way on. Okay. I was going to copy something. So our guest for today is not here, so I am going to ask her to come back again in November. No, I do not hold grudges. So I'm sure it was just that I didn't get a chance to reconfirm earlier in the day. So that's probably the reason why she is not with us today. I will tell you that the person who was going to be here is Celeste M. Mumford, and we were going to talk about skin. I'm not going to give you her intro at this point because I don't want to ruin the surprise later when she comes back, which I hope will be sometime in November. And I want to rectify what I said before about Doreen Virtue's book. It is called Angel Medicine. So it's not Angel Healing, but Angel Medicine. Alrighty, so let me just find my book. Oh, here it is. Okay. So I'm going to start on Chapter 6 of 11 Secrets from New York City Budget Wedding. Okay? To consult or not. When I was getting married, I found a report online telling me that I did not need a wedding consultant, and perhaps for the most part, I did not. But on the day of, it would have been nice. It would have been smart. It would have been great. Because my friend and cake baker, Beverly Madar, even though we had put a plan together on how to handle the day of decorations and arrangements at the reception space, The planning sheets never made it into the box for the two women who were supposed to put it together with the staff at the reception hall. Those two people were getting paid, yes, but they were not professional consultants. And if I'd hired a professional, possibly there would have been fewer glitches. I do not know that for sure, but at least the things that did happen probably would have been waylaid or laid to rest immediately. My friend, Beverly, would have made it to the wedding. Although when you saw her cakes, in the Yum Cake section of the original book, New York City Budget Wedding, Elegant and Affordable, I am almost certain that you can see why she would have wanted to supervise her cakes anyway, to make sure they were knocked onto the floor or toppled into the reflective pool. The earlier the wedding consultant is hired, the more cost of your wedding is likely to go down, unless they have the magic touch. Unless they don't have the magic touch for saving money. They will be doing all of the work that I have already explained so far, which can be a great many things that they are cutting down your time and fitting you into their day of calendar. Granted, each person is professionally trained and by one of the special event planner associations, American Academy of Wedding Consultants, AAWC, or International Special Event Services, ISES, and they are definitely making your life easier. They would undoubtedly work with your vendors, which they have probably used over and over again. But if you do go that route, even if you do not have complete and utter control over every little aspect, you are still in control. Why? Because you and your future spouse are paying the bill. So you, of course, have the ultimate power of saying no to things that you do desire for your ceremony or reception. You decide how much the consultant will be in the control by your purse strings and wallet strings. I've included two interviews with a certified wedding consultant and a certified wedding planner. My first interviewee is with Fuzia Eledzisi, who will be married very shortly, been in business now for almost 6 years. She is also on my board of advisors for my wedding cake pay stop, which will kick off again in 2016. It is my hope that this information will help you in your decision about using a wedding consultant effectively. The name of her business is My Bridal Budget. And you can see the full interview in the full book. Now, Chapter 7, Venues. Do you have your heart set on getting married in a Gothic edifice because of the history, or perhaps you belong to the place as a part of its membership as a worshiper? Do you think that edifice is probably out of reach because it is, well, the main sanctuary may be out of the question, depending on your budget, of course, but it is not impossible to get married in some of the most iconic places in New York City. If you are choosing to get married at a fairly popular venue in the summertime, it is best if you secure your date at least a year in advance to make sure you can get that date. That done, let me show you where and how it is possible to get the venue of your choice at a stadium. For instance, Riverside Church's main floor chancel has played host to filmmaker Spike Lee and his bride Tanya L. Lewis, poet James A. Wright and his bride Anne. Here is what the former caterers of Riverside had to say in their flyer Pasha events within Riverside's wedding packet. Fall in love with architecture, with grandeur, with the city, with history, and with each other. I think that's about right, and it does sound inviting, right? Keep your budget in mind, but here are Riverside's rental prices for the different spaces within Riverside that can be used for your wedding. The Nave, which seats 2,500 people, is $3,500. Christ Chapel seats 130 people, and it's $2,500. And this is the exact space in which we were married, my husband and I, and this is such a beautiful space filled with so much energy. It's amazing. And remember, if you're a member, the pricing is also much, much less. Also, you have the meditation chapel, and that seats 12 people. And actually, when I go in there, I can't imagine 12 people sitting in there, but hey. It says it seats 12 people, and it's $1,000. And then, of course, for informal weddings, one price for each. The nave and the chapel, the wedding reception, is not included in that price. But graded pricing, depending on your room, on the room you choose, bar in, and the number of your guests. There's also a 10th floor tower, and that seats 100 people or 150. That's 100 people for dinner, 150 for cocktails, and that's $1,200. Now, there are, of course, still even more iconic places throughout New York City, besides the New York City parks, and which are quite amiable to married in. But remember, it's not air-conditioned, nor is it heated. So depending on the time of year that your wedding is held, it is affordable as long as it's under 100 guests, including your wedding party. But remember, if you're sweating outside in regular clothes or in shorts and a T-shirt, you're going to be sweating in your suit and or your wedding dress as well. Or if you're cold outside, if you're cold outside, then you will also be cold in whatever you're wearing for your wedding as well. And, of course, you have the New York City parks, Brooklyn, and both the Bronx, the Botanic Gardens. The pricing for both the Brooklyn and the Botanic Gardens in the Bronx are much larger than you would expect. And they don't throw in food. I remember Brooklyn when we were getting married. We looked at Park Slope, the Botanic Gardens there, and it was $4,000 then, and that was 10 years ago. $4,000 just to rent the space, and you would have to bring it. You would have to use their caterer, and it's a fairly prominent and famous caterer. I've forgotten her name right now. It slips my mind. Anyway. Now, there are still other spots around the city that you could and would consider. You could use a school and a stage in an auditorium or a cafeteria, or the grounds for a spring and summer wedding are provided. There are some green areas for the reception to follow, also outside or in a cafeteria. Now, remember, decorations can change the usual atmosphere of a room. So if you just see it as long tables with stools, that could all change in a flash, because sometimes I'll say even most times, schools are aching to do special events, and they will switch out their tableware flash. Now, you can also do a college, and you know that Columbia has a very famous terrace up in one of their towers on Broadway near 116th Street. You could have a reception there. You can have it at a favorite restaurant of yours, or a bar, or I would stay away from the premium evenings, though, because they'll want you to pay for every seat in the house in a restaurant or bar. Like, not Friday or Saturday night, or if it's a game day, I would suggest you not do that. And let me see now. Oh, my goodness, you could also do the library in the main library in Manhattan. You could do the main library in Brooklyn. You could do the main library in Queens. They all have auditoriums, separate auditoriums. And the main library in Manhattan, the old one, has a backyard or a terrace. I call it a backyard because it's not up in the air, but it is a terrace. You could also go to the Grand Army Plaza and have your events under the famous arches right there. Or you could go to Grand Army Plaza. Oh, I just said that. Excuse me, I'm looking at two places at the same time. Also, you could do something in at the Business Library. They also have a in Brooklyn, in Cadman Plaza in downtown Brooklyn. I would even hazard a guess that you could rent in the Bronx Main Library. It's quite a beautiful hall. They also have an auditorium. And in Queens, there is Dante's Restaurant and Catering, and they've promised me if you mention my name or the books, that they will give you a great discount. At the time of the book printing, the price was $35, $35 to $45 per plate, and they have four different rooms that you can choose from. Do keep in mind that they have and will have, unless it's a slow time, another event, up to three other events at the same time as your wedding. But you can have your wedding for well under $10,000 at Dante's. And then in Chapter 9 are reception, food, and drink, or venues. And I even go over some that are in the high range, mid-range, and also low and funky spaces. And I also give you some for Queens as well. In Chapter 10 is my thanks. And as I round out this part of the show, I just want to say thank you very much for tuning in. And I appreciate your listening in on my 11 Secrets from New York City Budget Wedding reading. And it was really just, I wrote this book because I wanted to give you a sneak peek of the complete volume that took 4 years to write, edit, and get out on the market. And even if this book, the 99-cent book, which is the 11 Secrets, I hope that even with just the 11-plus secrets that you're able to save big bucks on your wedding and have the wedding of your dreams. And I just want you to remember to use your imagination to think outside the box. And if you need some help, purchase a complete book on Amazon or go to my website and get some additional tips. Or you can always give me a call at 646-504-8067. And I would be more than happy to assist you in making your dream wedding come true. After all, dreamers can. And on that note, I think that I will sign off a little bit early. So whatever you're doing today, this evening, and the weekend, I hope that you enjoy it. And I hope you will, again, also, that you will join me this evening at midnight for Midnight Meditation with Charlina on that channel.